The Gossip Scheduler, this is Travis.
Hey, bud.
Hello, sir.
I may have a stone for you.
Hopefully it's not a kidney stone.
Yeah, probably is. All right, so still, I'm not positive this is, but and it may push you out of your budget, but I'm going to tell you what it is anyway.
Let's see what happens.
207 Y column.
Ooh, like that.
VS1 GIA triple X. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, it's excellent, excellent, very good with strong blue.
Okay.
$10,764.
Can you send me pictures of it? At all, or just
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, give me a second. I'll do one better. I'll actually send you the video.
Oh, dope. This guy, I mean, he drives like a $200,000 G-Wagon. So I know he's got money, but I don't know how... I still haven't just figured out how serious he is. I don't want to just start shipping stuff just to ship stuff, but... This will give me a really good reason to reach out with a photo or video or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds perfect. Why are colored stones so expensive?
I don't know. Stop asking
questions. It's like, I feel like I can get a 2-carat G for the same price.
Well, that's not quite true, but whatever.
It's close. I thought it'd be like a third of the price. It'd be like, who's buying these? I've never in my life had someone like, hey, do you have a Y? Like, the demand can't be that high.
You know what? I can't argue that. It's, you know, but at the end of the day, we, like, everybody wants to deal with, you know, colorless, or, you know, they want to go to the rarest of the rare. There's a use for everything. You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, just because it doesn't fit the standard engagement ring doesn't mean that it wouldn't make a great custom piece
of
a pendant or something like, so it's just, it's based on...
I bet you it's cool looking.
Again, it's hard to tell through the video. It almost has a silver tone to it.
Interesting.
So, I sent it to you.
Oh, well, like text or... Email?
Email.
Okay, let me check.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, through the video, it definitely refracts light really well.
I hate when people do this. Sorry, I just got a text. It says, call me, please. You do it, but you'll call me first. I hate when people don't try calling me first and just say call me. Like,
you do that to me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because you're busy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, whatever.
I try to do it so, like, hey, call me when you have time. This just says, call me, please, dot, dot, dot. Which is always like, why do you have to add a dot, dot, dot? I like your subject.
Are you waiting?
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Like, are you tapping your foot like Sega?
Yeah. Oh, I think that looks really nice. I know you actually had it, like, there in front of you.
Upstairs.
Yeah, I think that's a really pretty stone.
So, I mean, you've got multiple options. I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking, what, between $4,000 to $10,000? You could probably bring in three, all varying degree.
Totally.
You know.
I'm going to send this to him and say, hey, you know, I've looked at your image really closely. I've sourced this stone. In my opinion, it's more this, you know, color range. What are your thoughts? And see what he says.
Sounds about right.
Cool. That's what I had in mind, so I appreciate you finding it.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Yeah. You have any big plans for the weekend?
I would not call them big, no. I just got back from Hilton Head, so...
From what?
Hilton Head.
What's Hilton Head?
You've never heard of Hilton Head?
Hilton, like hotel head,
yep.
Like on your shoulders?
Yeah. It's a it's a island off of South Carolina, just like
what?
Near the South Carolina Georgia border. I mean, it's definitely. I mean, that place is fucking made of money.
Really?
I've never heard of this. You've got friends that are well-to-do. So my girlfriend owns her own cleaning company. And one of her clients is a nice retired couple, and they, like, either spend the entire winter down in Florida or Hilton Head. And this year they chose Hilton Head. So they're like, look it, we got a huge apartment. Why don't you just stay with us? You know, come down and have a nice vacation. You know, you don't have to, which is not,
like,
usually my thing.
Warm?
But we were like, okay. So we used my frequent flyer miles. We flew down to Savannah and then took a car service to Hilton Head. And it's like, I mean, there's PGA Champions.
Car service? I thought it was an island.
Well, I mean, there's a bridge that takes you to the island.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but, like, when we got there, I was like, holy fuck, this is really nice. And I was like, wow, this is really beautiful. How'd you find it? And because they're just renting it. And she's like, well, it's $8,000 a month. She goes, I was curious. So I looked at...
For what? For the house?
For the house.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. And she's like, the person that owns it is a doctor, and he just rents it out as like an Airbnb. He gets $8,000 a month during the winter. And she's like, he bought it for $1.8 million 10 years ago.
Jeez, that's crazy.
And I'm like, yeah.
He's just printing money.
Can I buy dinner for you to thank you? Like, I mean, it was like, how do you thank them for, like, putting you up for a week, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, but, I mean, we really did. We took him out for a couple dinners, and, like, I mean, at any time, you know, a wallet needed to be pulled out, I was like, no, I got it. We kind of got in an argument about it. They're like, you're our guest. Like, stop that. That's not appropriate. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, coming and sponging off of people isn't appropriate either. You know, like,
right.
you're courteous enough to, you know, to share what you have. I would like to, you know, thank you for it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So
totally. So real quick, this is totally off subject, but growing up in high school, I always wanted to go to, I think it was called SCAD, the Savannah Art Institute down there. Like, it was, like, the only school that was on my list of what I wanted to do back then.
What's it called?
I think it's SCAD. Savannah something School of Design or something like that. It's been so long. I'll have to look at it again. But it's, like, a big design, architecture, graphic design type college.
Okay.
And so I had, like, pamphlets. I was always looking at the photos of the place, but I'd never been. So, like, I've always wanted to go to Savannah to check it out. So are you saying that the island is within driving distance of Savannah?
We flew into the Savannah airport. So, I mean, there's a lot of old
I was just thinking maybe I could, like, try to get, like, a date for T and I. Just to go, like, a weekend, do a trip out. And then I've never heard of this island, so that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not a ton to do there. Like, it's your ocean.
We like
ocean.
Those places.
We're
not like you. We like to relax.
It's either the beach or it's playing, you know, $500 rounds of golf.
Right. Is it like warm in the summer?
Well,
people swim at the beach.
I mean, it has been cold the last few, like, for a little while. But weirdly enough, when we got there, the first day we were there, it got up to 75. The next day it was up to 80. The next day it was 85, 85.
I have no barometer on, like,
but you couldn't, like,
that is
trust
the
me.
Weather.
I put my foot in the water because you can't – well,
right.
you can't go to the ocean
the
and not
water.
Touch the water,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It was fucking cold.
Yeah. So it's more like beach lounging
yes.
than it is swimming.
But you could go out and tan
and relax.
Yeah, I took off my shirt because it was really nice. It was 75 degrees, and that's a really dangerous time because you're like, no, I'm comfortable. I'm not sweating. This is awesome. We stayed out there for 2 hours. Yeah, I could have. Oh, my God. I could have landed, airplanes with my chest. It was so, like I was glowing. It was
that's
like,
awesome.
Let's put it this way. I'm still sore.
I sat out
last
really
Friday.
Cool. I like the South Carolina area, too. People are super nice.
It's really in, I mean, so, well, you said architecture, like, are you into architecture?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with Frank Lloyd Wright?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I just got a text, but yes, I am, for sure.
All right, so his big claim to fame was he liked to, like, he blended nature with the buildings.
Yeah.
This entire island could have been designed by him. Like.
Oh, really?
I'm sitting at a intersection, and I look off, and I'm like, I see a little sign that's about the size of a mailbox. It says Burger King. And I'm like, where the what are you talking about, Burger King? And then as we're driving, you can see it's right in front of the driveway. You look in, and there's a very unassuming little Burger King in the woods.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, yeah, and even at night, they keep the you can only have lights that are a certain, like outdoor lights, can only be a certain brightness. Because the island is indicative of some sea turtle that lays their eggs there.
That's super cool.
And apparently, you know, turtles are they get guided by the moon, so they actively keep the lighting down so that it doesn't disorient the turtles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It sounds,
like,
sounds relaxing.
It was completely relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and it feels like an island, even though it has a bridge. Like, it still feels like you're disconnected.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like like a Hawaii. It doesn't feel
right.
like that kind.
But, no,
but
like,
yeah, there's palm
city.
Trees. Yeah, there's
oh, that's
a
cool.
ton of Marriott Marriott properties there.
Interesting. All right, well, I'm definitely going to plan something, because Libby's godmother lives in Atlanta, so I'd be like, hey, take her for the weekend. We're going to go to this island. See you later.
That's all right.
Spend some time with your goddaughter. I'm out of here with you.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
I love it. Well, you just opened my world. I had no idea there's little islands even in America in that direction, other than, like, Florida Island, like Key West and all that stuff.
I would look it up. I mean, it really is not, like, you know, like, I really don't want to deceive. It's not like Puerto Rico. It's not.
No. So Tia, like, loves the East Coast, like New York, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. Sorry. No, I mean,
that's
to pick
right.
on your area. It's more, like, I like Rochester people. I don't like city people.
Oh, yeah.
They're
right.
Rude.
You mean, like, New York
you know?
No.
I don't like that vibe.
Yeah.
So we could kind of get, she likes, what's that really expensive island where people, where they go bomb us out of a house in Oprah?
Oh,
Connecticut, something.
Yeah, hold on.
We went there.
Oh, the Hamptons.
Yeah, like the Hamptons area. So we've gone there, and she, like, loves that kind of thing. So I feel like this can kind of be, like, a mutual meeting spot. It'd be like our Sweden.
Might be.
We'll go try that out. Yeah.
I mean, Google it. Look it up.
Yeah, I literally have it on my list of things to look up right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, no sweat.
All right, well, enjoy your not doing it much this weekend then.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. You too.
All right,
bye.
Bye.